You're listening to The Life Autistic. This is Jay Nemro. This is episode number 664. I'm calling this Racino. Now, if you think that's some kind of weird incantation, you're probably pretty close to right, because honestly, that's kind of what it ends up being. I live in a place called Tucumcari, New Mexico. It's got problems. And most people would say, oh no, the biggest problem to Tucumcari is that, you know, it's too small, it doesn't have enough stuff, we need to get more stuff there. And I don't think that's its biggest problem at all. I think its biggest problem is hopelessness. Well, maybe there's two big problems. Hopelessness and desperation. Born of despair. That's what desperation is. It's something you do because you despair. A racino is an interesting animal. I don't know if it's unique to New Mexico, the state, or if other people have them too. New Mexico doesn't usually have anything that's unique. It is picked up on what other people have done, and it may have an interesting mix of other people's ideas in the state. You know, that much is pretty much true on a regular basis. Anyway, a racino is a combination racetrack and casino. In New Mexico, you can only have a casino under two circumstances. Either if you're an Indian tribe and it is on Native American land, you can have a casino there, because honestly, you know, the state only has, can only exercise so much sway over Indian tribes. Indian tribes found this wonderful loophole, and now they all have casinos to their ultimate dismemberment, honestly. The other circumstance under which you may have a casino is if you operate a racetrack. There are a number, just a few racetracks. Now, these are things that the state highly regulates. And, you know, only certain localities are allowed to have it. It kind of follows the same kind of thing as a liquor license, you know. They only give you so many liquor licenses. It's something, you know, people could say, well, it's a puritanical thing, and I suppose that's true. But, anyway, so... Okay. I'm sorry, I'm also checking my mail, which I shouldn't be doing right now. Okay, anyway. Tucumcari has no Indian tribe. Darn it. White people always hated those dark-skinned guys. Or at least they always did in the past. Now we're upset that we drove them off of our land permanently, because by golly, if they would have set up a reservation around Tucumcari, we would have a casino now and be able to enjoy all the wonderful benefits of people destroying their lives and us being able to profit a little bit off of it. I think you're starting to get the idea how I feel about casinos. Anyway, right now in Tucumcari, we are vying, I don't know with how many other towns, I know that Raton wants to do a racino too, which is a town, another town that's actually in my territory that I go to, and not that I want to wish a racino off of on anybody, but if it's between Tucumcari and Raton, I wish Raton would get it, just so Tucumcari didn't. And I know that's viewed as being, you don't like economic development, you hate Tucumcari, and you go, I'm indifferent to Tucumcari. Says, Tucumcari rarely does anything right, therefore I have little respect for the institution. Says, but, you know, it's a city, how can I get very emotional about a community? especially one that has no cohesion. There's nothing about that makes it worthwhile to live here. It's just, you know, they just live here, and that's it. Anyway, so vying for the chance to have a Racino. I am against it. That's why I say Racino! No! No Racino! Don't do it! Now, the New Mexico Gaming Racing Commission is coming, which controls who gets to have racetracks. First, you have a racetrack, and that opens up the door to allowing you to have a casino. When it gets down to it, the racetrack is superfluous. It's only a means to an end. Only wanting a racetrack so that you can have a casino here. That's the only purpose behind it. You know, whether there is ever an actual race that takes place at this new place that they propose, it's called Coronado Park. I don't even know what that's going to be. Doesn't really matter. I don't think it really matters. What really matters is, hey, this gives us the ability to put up a casino. We want to profit off of gambling. This is just the natural outgrowth of people deciding that having a state lottery was okay, mostly because we were losing potential income because Texas had a lottery first, and boy, we couldn't be cut out of that. Too many people were going across the border from New Mexico to buy lottery tickets from Texas, and Texas was profiting off that, and we couldn't tolerate that. So it became much more important for us to put in our own lottery so that we could become decadent and greedy and evil and sell our souls to the devil so that, you know, we couldn't let Texas have all the fun of being demonic. We had to go for it too. And that's basically what's going on right now. You know, Tucumcari, in the name of, sickly enough, economic development, has decided that they want to be, you know, they want to have a casino. To pull in people. I think it's funny because you see these signs up on all these businesses, supposedly run by, and I'm going to say supposedly, and I will call the kettle black. Supposedly by good, upstanding, fine community leaders and quote-unquote Christians who are putting up a sign to say how much they support getting a Racino. And I know that their argument is that it will provide for greater economic development. Perhaps Tucumcari will grow. And it very well might. I don't think it will grow better. I think it will grow worse. And I know what they mean when they say grow as population. But I'm saying there's a whole other way of looking at this, and the size of Tucumcari makes no difference. It is, how desperate are you? You know, what is your price for selling your soul to the devil? And we found out that the price isn't very high in Tucumcari. It didn't take much to get everybody kind of excited about this fact. I think it's kind of funny because all these guys, and honestly, they're doing it so that they can increase their profits. Let's be honest. You don't support this unless you think it's going to profit you. Because it certainly is for the common good, because gambling is never about the common good. The only question you can ask about any of this stuff is the potential downside, the fact that we're going to have all these new social problems that we had less of before, and that it will increase, is that offset by the fact that there's just going to be more money floating around? And that's an interesting way of looking at it, because neither one of those things are particularly good. Anyway, I think it's funny, because these businesses who are all about the racino, and one knows they're about the racino for the simple reason they think it will increase their bottom line. I think it's funny because most of these things, if a racino comes in, Walmart will likely follow and use and take most of these guys out of business. They'll just fold up and it'll be over. You know, our local pharmacy, our local dry goods, sporting, farm and ranch supply place. I mean, it won't destroy the farm and ranch supply place, but it will certainly put a damper on a lot of the things that they do. You know, so it's almost like, okay, I'm going to do this because I hope to profit off of it. You know. And, you go, you know, it's going to encourage other things to come in, and those other things are going to destroy you. And you won't profit anything off of it. It's funny. I'm sure they have what they feel like is a very moral end that they think will be justified by the decadent means that they plan to put forth. And I'm sorry, I think they're wrong. I'll say it right to their faces. I said, I think you are consumed by power and greed, and you've just come up with what you feel like is a pretty sounding justification for doing it. And I'm sorry, the economic development of the greater Tucumcari area is nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's meaningless. Because you're selling your soul to the devil. You're inviting demonic people to come to your town. You are flattering them. You are schmoozing them. Going to cocktail parties with them. I'm talking about the racing commission. So that they might, you know, put a gold star on your forehead. These people deal in graft and evil and corruption, and they don't care. They don't care about anything but how much money this is going to bring into the state coffers. How much taxes they're going to be able to raise out of this. And I talk about raise as R-A-Z-E. How much can be extorted from this circumstance? And the big question is, which place will be more profitable for the state to throw a racing license at? Raton or Tucumcari? And the answer is pretty obvious. It's going to probably be Raton. And you know what? God bless them. Well, no, God isn't going to bless them. May the state bless them with this curse. With this curse of probably getting a little bit more money. Because honestly, that's what it is. It's a curse. I perceive a curse coming. And I want nothing to do with it. And I think it's important to make a statement to that effect. You can be quiet and say, well, we'll just let things go the way they are. And I predominantly have, and that's my basic nature, is I'm just going to stay out of it. I don't want to be involved. So I think it's important to say what things are. This is the community as a whole of Tucumcari is begging for the devil to come and take its collective soul. Begging, please come, please come, give us money, here's our soul, please, take it, destroy us, please, we want the money, and that's all it really is. You know, people say, oh, well, this is going to bring so many new and wonderful businesses to town, this is going to be so wonderful, and you go, ha, ha, okay, whatever, and you go, you know, if I wanted to profit off of this circumstance, I think I would become an addiction counselor. Because I think that's what this is going to mean the most on this. Because we're going to get a lot more addicted people. Addicted to evil, bad habits. Gambling, drugs. Even though Chicken Curry is known for its drug problems. Both as a center for drug dealing and as a place that just consumes a lot of drugs. And I'm not going to do this. This is probably the best route to take. I'm going to keep taking this route. Because I'm going straight to Clovis. We're not taking any detours. I can't, you know, you can stand by, I suppose, and just say, well, we're gonna let evil do what evil's going to do, but you at least have to say, I don't support evil. I'm not going to support this. So, Ray C. No. I don't want to have anything to do with the Raycino. And I can just imagine that there will be crosses burned on my front yard. If it becomes generally known that I'm against this now, when everybody else has decided that they found they've seen the light of the Raycino. I don't think everybody else has. But and I don't say I get out much to know what to do against it. Anyway, this is Jay Nemro, fighting against evil wherever I can, voicing my opposition to evil whenever I can. And even in this very forum as well. The Life Autistic. I'm Jay Nemro. This is episode number 664. If you want to contact me, the email address is autism, AUTISM, at Quix, QUIX, .US. Have a great day.